Yesterday, both the House and Senate have now acted to decisively pass that bill to force the Justice Department to release the Epstein files. The president says he will sign that. Do we know whether that will be today or not?
It could be today. What we know is, in a surprisingly fast-tracked mode, the Senate approved the House passed measure through unanimous consent, meaning it didn't even need a formal vote or debate on the floor like we typically see. But the Senate is still waiting for the bill to be formally transmitted, and it expects that to happen Wednesday morning. So then once it kind of reaches the Senate, it will effectively pass automatically because of the actions, the unanimous consent yesterday. Then it goes to the president's desk. The president has an event this afternoon as part of the Saudi Arabia visit, so we'll have to wait and see whether he gets that bill later this afternoon and signs it. So this is going to be interesting to watch today. As you know, or have probably reported, the president earlier in the week on Monday expressed that he would sign this bill if it reaches his desk.
Now, there's some uncertainty in the minds of some folks about whether this will include everything because of the fact that the president last week instructed Attorney General Bondi to open that investigation of Democrats related to Epstein. Would that be an ongoing investigation and not be subject to disclosure?
So that's the theory of some lawmakers who have raised this as a possible concern. Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie, one of the lead Congress members behind this push to release all the files, he raised that as a potential motivation of the president announcing this new investigation into prominent Democrats and financial institutions, calling it, quote, a smokescreen, and saying that it would allow the Justice Department potentially to say that it cannot release files that are subject to an ongoing or active investigation. Now, the president was asked about that and didn't directly answer the question, kind of just dismissed it by criticizing Thomas Massie. So really the question is what happens next after this bill is signed by the president, assuming that he does in fact sign it as early as today. And, you know, what was interesting, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was at a news conference with survivors who had gathered on Capitol Hill ahead of this vote, she fully acknowledged that the fight really begins after, you know, the congressional action, that there is still this fight ahead of compelling the Justice Department and other agencies, the FBI, to release, you know, any and all unclassified materials related to this investigation, since so many questions really, you know, remain to be answered. And, you know, the victims, the survivors out there, they just point to what they called years of this investigation being mishandled. You know, it spans, Tony, around 20 years. So that encompasses several administrations, both Republican and Democrat. And you know, the survivors are just asking for transparency and answers and ultimately justice.
Natalie, you've referenced the meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince yesterday. Somewhat remarkable comments from the president, basically saying he was innocent of having any involvement with the death of Jamal Khashoggi.
Yeah, it was clear President Trump wanted to stress yesterday the strong alliance between the U.S. and his administration and Saudi Arabia. This was the Crown Prince's first visit to the United States since the 2018 murder of Washington Post journalist and human rights activist Jamal Khashoggi by members of the Saudi government. And, you know, what we saw yesterday when he was asked about this by a reporter, the president really came to Mohammed bin Salman's defense. That's despite, you know, a CIA report during the first Trump administration assessing that the Crown Prince ordered the killing. And another assessment by the U.S. intelligence community assessed that MBS approved the operation. But, you know, when asked directly about this, the president defended the Crown Prince, criticized the reporter who asked the question, and essentially said that Mohammed bin Salman knew nothing about it. Now, what was interesting is the crown prince himself. He called it painful, a huge mistake, said that Saudi Arabia has taken steps to investigate and make sure something like that never happens again. Khashoggi's widow has been outspoken since that interview, saying that, you know, she was disappointed by the exchange. And on social media, she's calling for a meeting with the crown prince, an apology, and compensation as well.
I noticed there was a flyover yesterday with some of the jets that the president wants to sell to the Saudis.
Yes, that's right. This was part of the visit where they're really trying to emphasize this, what they're calling a strategic partnership, which would include the future sale of F-35 fighter jets, even though, you know, that could raise concerns by another key ally, Israel, and has also raised concerns by some defense officials as well. But President Trump said that, you know, Israel is going to like this deal. He also was asked about the Abraham Accords, as, you know, there are discussions that the White House would like Saudi Arabia to join the Abraham Accords to normalize relations with Israel. Saudi Arabia has said it won't do so without a path for a Palestinian statehood. The question is, you know, could those things be linked? There are some reports out of Israel that the sale of F-35 fighter jets might be conditioned on, you know, joining the Abraham Accords. We'll have to wait and see. Again, that's reporting out of Israel. But overall, you know, this visit really aimed to stress the strong relationship and also business investment. Saudi saying yesterday that it will increase its investment commitments in the U.S. to $1 trillion. Today, there's a big U.S.-Saudi Arabia investment forum scheduled, planned over at the Kennedy Center. The president will be attending and is scheduled to give remarks this afternoon.
Natalie, as always, we appreciate you taking time to give us your insight on these developments from the White House.
Thank you.